8-3 in favor of the Yanks as the sixth inning opens for the Tigers. Rogel is up. He's had one hit and two times at bat. Strike called. A knee-high pitch through the middle. Ball one outside. Count is 1-1. And the next one outside again. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Two and one on the fire chief. Foul, strike two on the fire chief. 2-2. Two and two, Rogel the batter, leading off in the sixth inning. Here's the next one, inside and high, ball three. Now Rogel faces a 3-2 count. So does Broca. Bill stepped out of the box just as Johnny started his wind-up motion. Now both lads are ready. The arm goes up for the pitch. Rogel flied high in right field. Bird is backing up a bit for the... Ball one, it's outside. Hayworth has been up twice so far. Has flied to center field and right field. Broca gets the sign from Jorgens. One man out, nobody on. Starts his wind-up for the pitch. Hayworth fouls. Strike one. The roof ball down again. Lefty, the ball boy, has that one. Handing it to umpire Dineen to take a look at it. Bill tossing it out of the game over to Whitey, the bat boy. Hayworth bunted or took a shortcut at one to Rolfe. And is safe when Rolfe, coming in fast, failed to field it. Safe on Rolfe's error. He took just a half swing at that one. Ball went slowly toward third. Rolfe failed to field it cleanly. Hayworth is safe on the error. Here comes the batting ace of the Tigers today, Luke Hamlin, with two hits and two times at bat. He's the only one hitting 1,000 today. Two out of two. Only one hitting 1,000 out of on either team. Strike called. One out of Hayworth on first. Foul, strike two. Two and nothing. Broca is ready. Looks over to see where Hayworth is. Here's the pitch. Hamlin smashed one off Rolfe's glove. Lazzari picking it up and tossing to Crosetti, forcing Hayworth at second. Two out. Out and Hamlin on first. Every time you look up, Hamlin's on first today. Fox at bat. Fox bunted to the box. He's out. Broca to Salzgaver. Pitcher to first. No runs, no hits, one error. One man left on base. Rogel first up, flied to Bird in right field. Hayworth was safe when Rolfe fumbled his slow bounder toward third. Hamlin forced him at second. Lazzari to Crosetti. After smashing one back to the box, glanced off, broke his glove. And Fox ended the inning, bunting being tossed out, broke it to Salzgaver. Pitcher to first. The end of the sixth, the score remains 8-3 in favor of the Yankees. First man up in the seventh, Selkirk. He's had one hit in three times at bat. In two and a right-hand batter. strike, swinging hard at that one. One strike on Selkirk. George claims he didn't swing at that one. Umpire Dineen, however, registered a strike. Joey Sewell, coaching at first, coming down to protest to Bill Dineen, the umpire who called that one. Bill just shakes the head. George claims he was ducking away from that one, didn't swing. Nevertheless, one strike remains on the scoreboard. Hamlin looks him over again, starts his windup for the next pitch. Selkirk fouled for the second strike. It's in the stands. Upper deck right behind the Tiger dugout. Souvenir ball caught by one of the box seat holders there. Right in front of the young lady in the pale green dress. She would have been paler had that one socked her. Two strikes, two or nothing. Little high, hard, ball one. Two and one, Hamlin starts the windup, a long windup on this pitch. Here it comes, a slow ball. Selkirk meeting it fairly, going between Fox and White against the barrier in front of the bleachers in center for a two-base hit. Hamlin tried to change a pace ball there, and Selkirk timed it perfectly. Lined a single, a double between Fox and White. Ballsgaver is up. This is the first time Jack has had a turn at bat. He relieved Gehrig in the fifth inning, playing first base. Gehrig leaving the game after getting one hit and three times at bat. Jack bats them left-handed. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, ball one. Selkirk taking a bit of a lead off second. Hamlin is ready. High, ball two. Ballsgaver is the batter. Again, Luke takes his stretch. Pitching from the shoulder with a runner on second. Here it comes. Foul coming up here on the roof. Strike one. Two balls and one strike. Nobody out. Selkirk on second. Again, Luke is ready. Nice new ball to pitch this time. Rogel watching Selkirk, not letting him take much of a lead. Another foul up here. Inside. Scramble right over here to our left. And there's a souvenir ball. Two and two. We have quite a gathering up here today. Seats sold up here today again. Every day in this series. Two and two. And the pitch is a single to left field. Selkirk is rounding third. Goslin can't pick the ball up to throw. And Selkirk... Somewhere along this lineup with Selkirk and Salzgaver, we should have Puckelwartz and Milinkovic. A foul ball up over the... roof here. Strike one on Tony. One strike on Tony. Hamlin is ready, and the next pitch is low, ball one. Tony's had one hit and three times at bat. A single on which he scored all the way. Just on a single. Two errors being made on the same hit. Permitted Lazzari to go all the way around. Strike two called. A quick breaking curve. Count is two strikes and one ball. 9-3 in favor of the Yanks is this score in the seventh inning. The fourth game, the last game of the series. The last time the Yankees will be here this year. Lazzari drove that one in the general direction of the scoreboard. Goslin taking it just before bumping into the boards and throwing... into the infield, chasing Salzgaver back to first. One out. Ball was pretty well hit. Chapman is up. Benny's had two hits and three times at bat. The last time up, he struck out. Hamlin takes his stretch. Inside, fastball, ball one. Again, there's the stretch. And here's the pitch. Strike called. A curve ball on the outside corner, shoulder high. Count is 1-1. One and one on Chappie. Salsgaver taking the lead. Chapman flies to right center field. White and Fox both coming fast. Fox can't quite get to it. Salsgaver is at second, trying for third. There's the throw to third, and it's too late. It hit him in the back. Owen is on top of him, digging the ball out from under him, and Chapman takes second to the throw to third. On the throw to third. A single for Chapman. Advancing Salsgaver to third. And Chapman taking second on the throw to third. Runners on third and second. One out. Bird is up. Bird has had one hit in three times at bat. 9-3 in favor of the Yanks. Hamlin bends to his task. He's up against it again. Ball one, a little high. Got out of a bad hole in that last inning. When he had the bases loaded and none out, no one scored. See how he does now. Ball two, a curve low and outside. Can't go very well unless he has three men on. Three, missing the outside corner. 3-1. On Bird, Salsgaver on third, Chapman on second. One man out in the seventh, 9-3 in favor of the Yanks. There's the motion, and here's the pitch. Bird fouled for the second strike. Ball bounding back into the stand. 3-2. Nice new ball for Luke to pitch. He's starting his windup, and here it comes. Bird, line to Rogel. Rogel throwing to Owen. Too late to double Salsgaver off third, however. And there's two men out. Jorgens is up. Runners still on third and second. Ball one. High and inside to a right-hand batter. The arm goes up in the motion for the next pitch. Jorgens raised a high fly to center field. JoJo White jogging under that one, backing up a bit now and has it. Jogged in and backed up and then made the catch. No run, or one run rather. Three hits. No errors, two men left on bases, and everybody up for the seventh inning stretch. Selkirk opened with a double between Fox and White, brought up against the right center field bleachers. Salsgaver single to left, scoring Selkirk. Lazzari flied to Goslin in front of the scoreboard. Chapman single to right. Salsgaver going to third, and Chapman taking second on the throw. Bird lined to Rogel, and Jorgens flied to White. One run, three hits, no errors, two men left on bases. The score, 9-3 in favor of the Yanks. Tigers come to bat in the seventh. This is WWJ, the Detroit News, bringing you this game through the courtesy of the White Star Refining Company. Here's a tip. The next time you stop at your mobile gas dealers, ask him to show you a tube of Spic, S-B-I-C. It's a new and better cleaner for glass, metal, and enamel on your car or in your home. Comes in a tube and works like magic. Keeps things spick and span. About 29,000 paid out here today, which brings this all-time series record of 121,000 cash customers. The first day we had 36,000, the second day 30, third day 26, and today 29. The Yankees have drawn more than a quarter million through Navin Field turnstiles this season. The exact figure being 256,000. The first series total was 49,500. Second series total 89,500. And today is 121,000. That is this series. First pitch to White is a ball. Little Glennie Burchard, the demon statistician, gave me these figures. 1-1. Little Glennie is known at times as Kingpin for his articles on ball. The crowd is beginning a sort of a half-hearted hand clapping. White fouled another one on the roof. The count is two strikes and one ball. Two and one. Broca takes his time, getting ready to go now. Here it is. White grounded a single past Lazzari into right field. Taking a turn at first, but coming back now as Bird has it. Charlie singled the last time up to drive home the Tiger run. He's had one hit in three times at bat, same as Gary. Ball, strike on the outside corner. Knee high. And the next pitch, high, inside, ball one. 1-1. One on Gehringer. Nobody out, and White taking the lead off first. Gehringer fouled. Strike two. It's down that first baseline. Fans coming out of the blue boxes and grabbing it. Young man in a pair of brown plush pants got that one. Two strikes and one ball. Velour. Might have been velour or duvetine, I don't know, but it looks like brown plush from here. Here's the pitch. Ball two, just outside, a belt high pitch. Two and two. JoJo the Tiger Man on first. The score 9-3 in favor of the Yankees, and this is the seventh inning. Broca takes his stretch. Here's the pitch. Gehringer grounded to Salzgaver. And is out at first. Salzgaver unassisted. White stopping at second. So that Gehrig leads a bit on Gehringer today, leaving the game after getting one hit and three times at bat. Charlie has had 1-4. One out, White on second. Greenberg is up. Henry's had one hit and three times at bat. Stepped out of the batter's box momentarily. Henry also drove in a run in that fifth inning in which the Tigers got two. Strike called. Pitch over the outside corner. Letter high. White backing away from second, taking a lead. One man out. Ball one, a little low. 1-1. Ball three, another one outside. 6-1. Three and one on Hank. He hasn't given him but one good ball. Here's the next pitch. Greenberg grounded to short. White is trapped between second and third. He's being chased and run down. Greenberg is taking second on this rundown. Greenberg is caught now between second and first. White is taking a lead off second. Greenberg is retired. White reaches third. They're all yelling out there. Betty Chapman. the foot out on Greenberg. Then he dropped the ball and in tagging Greenberg, and Greenberg is standing back on first and may be permitted to remain there. We'll have to wait for a moment till we see umpire Willie McGowan's final decision on it. White, however, is safe on third. That much we are sure. Chapman took this toss. Everybody was mixed up in the play. All the infielders and Ben Chapman coming in from center field finally got into the play, took Salzgaver's toss, and stabbed Greenberg in the back. Greenberg whirled around, the ball dropped to the ground, and Henry got back to first. White is on third, perching there. Greenberg standing on first, and I believe both boys will be allowed to remain where they are. The only one that wasn't in the rundown was Broca, Selkirk, and Jorgen. The pitcher, the catcher, the pitcher, the left fielder, and the catcher. White. Just a moment. White has been called out and sent to the... No, that's all right. Thought that was White that was going in there. Umpire Willie McGowan motioned something over to George Moriarty here at third. It is White. Huh? Chapman has been put out of the game for kicking. And we have a new center fielder going out there for the Yankees. White is coming back from the dugout. Chapman bumped him on the way. White is coming back third. The game will be resumed in just a minute. The Tiger boys are fanning Chapman as he goes to the dugout. Your attention, please. Attention, please. Bold, playing center field for New York. Bold, playing center field for New York. Well, that's the way it stands now. Chapman has been chased for kicking. White is on third and Greenberg on first after that run down in which both boys were involved, and finally Chapman stabbing Greenberg in the back. Hank knocked the ball out of his hands is what he really did. And got back to first while White reached third. It's an error for Chapman. The first pitch to Owen, a strike. The second one, a foul strike. Two and nothing on Owen. He's had no hits in three times at bat. Ball one outside. Out. Owen on first. Goslin is up. Goslin hasn't gotten the ball out of the infield in three times at bat. Merle Hogue is playing center field now since Chapman was banished for saying unkind things to umpire McGowan. Score is 9-4 in favor of New York. This is the seventh inning in one of the wildest, wooliest games we've ever witnessed. There looks like a long punch into the bleachers for a home run. It is. Boston hitting one in the bleachers for a home run, scoring behind Owen. Something new. That hasn't happened yet either today. Score, what is it, about 9-6 now in favor of the Yankees. Two men out. Rogel is up. Seventh inning. Rogel grounded to Lazzari on the first pitch. He's out. Lazzari to Salzgaver. Second to first. three runs, two hits, one error. Nobody left on base. White, first up, singled. Geringer grounded out to first. Sauls gave her unassisted. White stopping at second. Greenberg hits a shortstop. Crosetti tossing the ball to Rolfe, trying to get White going into third. And White was trapped between second and third. White jockeyed up and down the base paths with Crosetti, Rolfe, and Lazzari, and Broca getting mixed up in the play. In the meantime, Greenberg went on down to second while White kept these boys chasing him. And JoJo eventually stepped back on second base with Greenberg standing on the bag, which, of course, forced Greenberg to go back to first. In the meantime, Benny Chapman, center fielder, had come in to take part in the proceedings. Greenberg started for first. The throw went to Salzgaber, then back again. Chapman finally got the ball, standing right beside Greenberg, and stabbed him in the back. This was about midway between first and second. Greenberg, whirling away from him after being tagged, knocked the ball out of Chapman's hand and scampered back to first while Chappie was arguing. And White reached third. Chapman kept on arguing and was chased out of the game, and Hogue relieved him in center field. Then Owen forced Greenberg at second while White scored. Gosman hit a home run in the bleachers, scoring behind Owen. Rogel ended the inning, grounding to Lazzari on the first pitch. Three runs, two hits, and one error. Now that the Yankees are opening the eighth inning with Broca up, and the count is two strikes and two balls. Two and two. Broca has walked twice and struck out. A grounder to short. Rogel. The ball hopped over Rogel's head for a single, taking a false hop, hitting something there just as Bill was set for it. Bounded high in the air over his head for a single. That's another peculiar thing we've seen today. We've certainly seen plenty. Crosetti is up. Strike called, attempting to bunt. Broca on first, nobody out, eighth inning. And the score is 9-6 in favor of the Yankees. 9-6. Hamlin is ready. Here's the pitch. A bounder to Owen. Owen tossing to Geringer. Geringer leaping off the bag and missing Broca at second. Both runners safe. Owen's throw was high. Stand batter. And the next one, Rolfe bunted in front of the plate. Hayworth throwing to Owen, forcing Broca. Rolfe being safe on the fielder's choice at first. And Crosetti reaching second. Broca forced at third on Rolfe's bunt in front of the plate. The play being Hayworth to Owen. Runners on first and second. One man out. Selkirk is up. He's had two hits and three times at bat. A single and a double. Another time he walked. And he has also flied to Gosman. It's a ball game. Give anybody the jitters. Selkirk, a left-hand batter. Runners on second and first. Strike swinging. Chief Hogsett warming up. While Van Atta, Gomez, Van Atta, and Allen warming up. A throw to first, hit Broca, and or hit Rolfe, permitting Crosetti to advance to third. Hayworth tried to pick Rolfe off first. His throw hit red in the pants, And Crosetti took third on the error. It's an error charged to Hayworth.